This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And today's Groundhog's Day, so we find out, is it 6 weeks until spring or six more weeks of winter? We'll find out what Punxsutawney Phil decides later today. Feel like, every Groundhog's Day, we kind of just wonder what's going to happen. Is it true? Well, who knows? It's a groundhog. We're watching a video here at my house. My oldest daughter, Katie, was very interested in what happens with this groundhog. What does he do? And really the first time I had ever watched what they do. A lot of song and dance going on there. But basically, they put two scrolls out, and he picks it. He picks which one, and then they read it. They don't know if he sees his shadow or not. It was interesting to see. So I guess I should have paid attention a little bit more. But, hey, who knows? The way I'm looking at it is there's possible snow later in the week. But, again, this is New England. We have 50 degrees, and then we have 30 degrees within a week. Who knows? So, we're hoping for that 6 weeks till spring. Obviously, I would love to have spring early this year. What usually happens with us is, we get tons of snow, and then spring just starts late pretty much every year. It's interesting, but let's hope that he, I believe, if he doesn't see his shadow, I gotta look into that again. I just watched the video. I should know this, right? But we'll see what happens. We'll see if he'll tell us what's going on. Yeah, but I know just based on the weather, we could have a little bit of snow this week. You never know. Looking Thursday-ish. So, it's interesting. I look at the forecast a lot when it comes to what I do for work outside and working and, for our plants, etc. And this time of year, I tell you, the weather changes so quickly. It's almost like you shouldn't even look at it until that day. It's, I was looking Thursday, trying to plan this coming week at my job. We wanted to get outside and do some things because on Thursday, it looked like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to be in the 50s. So this was, 3 days ago. Now you look today and it's all in the lower 40s. So the weather just changes so quickly. You try to plan ahead, and you never know. And it's pretty much the same thing when it comes to our plants. Our plants try to plan ahead. We do everything to help them we can. You know, we talk about all the different things that you can do for winter. But it shocks all of us. Shocks our plants too. So, you know, just anything you can be doing to take care of them at this time. We talked about last week, because we had seen some warm weather for a couple days. We're looking at a couple days of 40 degrees without rain, you know, first couple days of the week. And, you know, let's get out there. If you haven't, get another dose of wilt-proof on there. Get those trees, your evergreens, covered up again. You know, our wilt-proof, we're February 2nd at this point. So anybody who's done anything in November or even October, you know, say we did it at the end of October, so you get all of November, all of December, all of January. We're starting into February. We're in that three-month and over period here where we're going to want to take care of our plants a little bit more, give them a little bit, you know, another spray for your evergreens. You know, your hollies, your boxwoods, your rhododendrons, azaleas, laurels, those types. Get out there and do it tomorrow, the next day. Supposed to be decent those 2 days. You know, Monday's still looking like 48 and sunny. Even today, looking in the 40s. You know, so think about what you can do to help those plants for you, because, you know, They can't take care of themselves completely. So if you can get out there, do something to help protect them in the next couple days, just to give them a few more months of protection. Because you never know. And, the way winter goes around here, you know, that groundhog could be telling us there's 6 more weeks of winter. Let's hope that's not the case. But we'll see what happens. That happens later today. Now, what can we be doing in the garden the next couple days? Well, there's a few things you could actually be doing. You know, look into pruning some of your trees at this point. You know, some of those smaller trees that you were, you know, thinking about, all right, I got to thin out a little bit here. Well, it's a good time to be doing that with some of them. A lot of, like, the deciduous trees. They have no leaves on them. Deciduous means they drop their leaves every year. They have no leaves, so you'll actually be able to see a little bit into the trees. Be able to tell, okay, those are some cross branches. I want to get rid of those. You know, I want to thin out a few things here and there. So, you know, That's one of the things that winter is good for when it comes to the deciduous. It's being able to see exactly in a tree how you can shape it a little bit better, how you can get it more airflow, more everything for it. So your deciduous trees, be a great time to be doing that. Be getting those ready for, you know, for spring to really get it going for the next year. Now, throughout the show today, we can talk about a few things. I got a couple memories. I had just reading a story with my kids. We'll talk about that, brought up something that made me think of my dad, like always. So we'll bring up that. It's funny. It was a Berenstain Bears book that made me think of you know, what my dad used to talk about. So we'll talk about that today. We'll talk about Punxsutawney Phil a little bit here and there. Maybe talk about, you know, every time we talk about a groundhog, we think about repelling it and taking it, getting it away from our yard. And these guys down in Pennsylvania want to have it with them all the time. So we'll talk about maybe what we can do, some natural ways, you know, because they do raise some havoc in the garden on us. So, you know, Groundhog Day, it almost feels like it happens all the time during the spring and summer. If you have a groundhog in the area, it's almost like you're in a movie. It just happens over and over and over again. We can talk about that today. We can talk about any of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we can even talk about all your houseplants. Try to bring up a few different things each week of what you can be doing with your houseplants or what types of houseplants to use, what will help with, your air levels, what will help in different areas. You know, maybe we talk about a little bit of shade houseplants that will tolerate more shade here. You know, a lot of houses, you know, some of the areas you want to have a little bit more shade in, you know, maybe a living room where, you know, you want to have a nice, be able to watch TV with no shadows, etc. But you still want to have some plants in there. Well, we can talk about that a little bit later today as well. So the sky's the limit when it comes to what we want to talk about today. So it's really up to you guys when you give us a call. I can keep on going for bunch of different topics, so feel free to join us. You can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll answer some more gardening questions and help you out with your garden. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, during the break, I did make sure I wanted to, couldn't remember after I had just seen the video what Punxsutawney Phil was going to say if he sees his shadow or doesn't see his shadow. Now, it's interesting just watching the whole thing. Because they talk in groundhog ease. You know that? That's some interesting stuff. If he is to, see his shadow. So if he sees his shadow, we have 6 more weeks of winter. If he does not see his shadow, it's an early spring. So we'll see what happens. Let's get that the president of the inner circle over there talking his groundhog ease to the groundhog and seeing what happens. So, it's interesting. I was looking, they actually showed predictions for the last 100 and something years, as long as this has been going on. And he's predicted a longer winter 103 times and an early spring 19 times. So, it's interesting. It's interesting because a few of the times when you look at some of the information, there's a couple years there where early spring or, long winter were predicted. And it's only supposed to be 6 weeks, right? The long winter, 6 weeks. And after 6 weeks, there was a snowstorm. And so people decided they wanted to get an arrest warrant out for Punxsutawney Phil, the little groundhog that is being disturbed, taken out of his sleep to predict something as silly like this. But I guess a lot of people enjoy it. So, hey, Who am I to judge all those people there enjoying themselves dressed up in, like it's the 1800s? Anywho, we talked about a couple things we could be discussing today. You know, another one of those things, seed starting. We're getting into that time to start seeds. For some of you out there that want to get some perennials going or even get some of your veggies going, you know, get out there and figure out what you can be doing. You know, seed starting indoors is a great way to do things. Get some of your multi-season type vegetables. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago with a gentleman who had a greenhouse where he had the same tomato plants going on 3 years. So maybe it's starting in there. Maybe it's figuring something out like that. Because, you know, that would be that'd be pretty cool to have a tomato plant. Or I believe he even had eggplant and even some peppers. 3 years continuously going. Obviously, they have some down times. They slow down here and there. Yeah, how cool would that be to have some of your own produce, your own vegetables that you've grown all year round? You know, seed starting at this time of year is a good time to be doing that. That's something to be thinking about. What can you start? Can you start some of your, you know, tomatoes, peppers? You know, what do you want some lettuces? You know, are you still with that New Year's resolution? With a lot of, you know, a lot of people out there with some diets and want to have a healthier living style. You know, maybe growing some of your own veggies. Do some of that. And grow them right in containers. You know, get some decent sized containers and hope for that. We're going to talk about that and more today. Lots of things to discuss. We have a couple interviews today. At 8 o'clock, we'll talk with Cianne from Wild Delight. And then at 8:30, we're going to talk with Victoria from Natural Alternative. Both with some great information. So stay tuned for those two because, you know, like I said, they always have some great things to talk about. You know, Cianne with the birds, knowing what to do and what's around, what we should be feeding them. And Victoria, you know, we're coming up a possible snowstorm later in the week. So if you get an order in this, you know, tomorrow, you might be able to actually get that ice melt right before the storm on Thursday. You never know. We can talk with her in regards to that. So stay tuned for those things. But you can give us a call in the meantime. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
America will remember this day, unfortunately, where the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities, where the Senate turned away from truth and went along with a sham trial.
His counterpart, Mitch McConnell, said in a statement there was no need for the Senate to reopen an investigation that the House chose to conclude. A final vote that is expected to end with President Trump's acquittal is expected on Wednesday, the day after the President gives the State of the Union address. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I almost forgot, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah, us in New England, we're, you know, we'd usually be gearing up for a Patriots game. But not so much this year, so I almost forgot that it was Super Bowl Sunday. Well, what can you do? There's always next year, right? Anyways, we, during the break, I actually got a message from a listener looking to see if I can tell everyone a little bit about raised vegetable beds and what we can do. Gentleman by the name of Mark from Lowell. So we can discuss that a little bit. I think that's a great topic to be thinking about this spring. You know, if you've had a couple different things. If you don't have a lot of space, you know, in the yard, so raised gardens is the way to go. If you don't have a great soil structure, raised gardens is definitely a way to go. So those are a couple things, couple reasons why. Or, you know, there's multiple styles of the raised garden bed. It doesn't have to be just low to the ground where it's just raised up a couple. You can have some that are raised up about 3 or 4 feet, almost kind of like a shelf with plants in it, have some airflow underneath, etc. So there's multiple ways to have a raised garden bed. But, you know, one of the great things with a raised garden bed is you actually get to create that soil structure yourself. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, with the soil that's already in your yard, you know, you're not sure what's going on with it, right? You, unless you've done a soil test, which is one we talk about all the time of getting done. Now, with a raised garden, you have to fill it in with soil. A lot of times you're getting it from a garden center. You're getting soil from a garden center, like by the yard, you know, a dump truck full, or you're getting it by the bag. And at this point, you have the ability to create what's in there. You have the time to say, all right, this is what I'm going to add to it. I'm going to add this much compost. I'm going to add this much. You know, you can do those with the soil, your existing soil as well, but you need to break up some things. You need to do certain things with that soil, whereas a raised garden bed, you're creating it from scratch, in essence. You can mix it a little bit more, whereas, you know, the soil, you're going to have to get a rototiller, break that up to mix yours in, then rototill it again to move everything in, you know, maybe disturbing some of the microbes, etc. So, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, a lot of times, the raised garden bed is because that soil is just so compact underneath. In the yard, you just want to try to go up a little bit so you can have those 8 to 10 inches of soil going on underneath. Now, one of the things I would suggest is if you're looking at raised garden beds, try to get something that's a little bit taller than some of those that you'll see out there in the store. Sometimes you'll just see like 4-inch raised garden bed. 4 inches isn't going to be enough for a lot of your root systems that you're looking to, if you're doing vegetables in it. You know, if you're doing, say you wanted to do carrots or potatoes in a raised garden bed, 4 inches isn't going to give you a lot. So, look for something that's a little bit taller. Some of them will have 8 inches. Some will be a little bit, more than that, will allow you to build on top of another to get some height to it. You're looking for at least 8 inches, maybe 10 inches, just so you can really build that structure of that soil for your own. Now, one of my suggestions out there is there are some places that will actually have what's called super loam. Garden center I used to work for would mix compost and loam together. Mix it up. It was almost like a 50-50 mixture, and they would actually sell it as that versus just loam or compost. And you could actually have this already ready to go, and it'd be perfect to put in like a raised garden bed. It would also be perfect to go into a a vegetable garden, etc. But this would be perfect for your raised garden bed because you're adding these nutrients all together, the compost and soil together. Have a little bit of sand in there to get it to be draining, and there's not going to be clay in there. So definitely something to look at doing. Maybe getting your own mixture, getting a yard in a yard, mixing it yourself. You can use it in a raised garden bed. You can also use it, it might be nice to put on the lawn. If you're repatching some areas, having some more organic matter or that compost on the lawn actually will help the lawn grow even more. But from once you've figured out your soil structure, adding that compost, adding the soil, what you want to do, figure out, obviously you've already figured out where it goes. Is it in a full sun? What do I want to put in there? And how do I want to take care of it? One thing I do suggest is when you do put the soil in, getting it, about halfway full. And you can get the whole thing full if you want it, but I like to go halfway full and then water that soil in. I know it sounds funny. It's just soil. But what I like to make sure is, so I'm not compacting. I'm not taking, a hand tamper. I'm pushing down on the soil. I'm looking to naturally do it with water to put some of that soil into the spots that, there might be air bubbles or it might not have compacted into those corners, etc. And so I like to do that to allow that soil to settle a little bit, then fill it a little bit more with the rest of the soil, leaving a little bit of space at the top. And then from there, watering a second time before I've even put any plants in. We don't want to compact the soil too heavily. We don't want to sit in there. I use a hand tamp and just push it down so it fills nice and tight. We want to have that natural ability. And that natural ability would be to use a water. Water that soil in so it will fill in. You'll notice even on some of it, maybe when you did the raised bed, maybe a corner, some of it might be leaking out of there. Well, what are you going to do now? When it's completely full, you don't want to have to take it out and redo it. That's why you want to do it about halfway through. So that's just one tip to really look at getting that soil in there. Now, a lot of times when it's raised, you know, it's up about 8-10 inches. Well, you still have some animals that can get up there. You know, squirrels get on everything. Our woodchuck that we talked about, he can still get up there a couple inches off the ground and get into there. So you look into some sort of fencing. Maybe it's some sort of trellis that goes around it. You can almost put like a decorative trellis to help some of your veggies grow if you're growing some cucumbers or some green beans, that type of thing. Having that come up the side. But, you know, you could put some sort of fencing or trellis around just to build it up a little bit to protect your veggies in there from some of these animals coming in and taking everything. I know we, at my house here, my next-door neighbor, both of our houses are side-by-side, and we share our living rooms are both on the same side. And so there's an open space, and both of us have a raised garden bed on either side. I got it all together this past year. I didn't really plant anything in it. My neighbor on the other side had planted, but she knew that the groundhog who lives in the area was coming at her. And so she has a fence all the way around her raised garden bed to keep that groundhog out. Just tall enough so it can't get over. Can't go through it because it's tight enough. But that's something I'll be looking at for the next year as well. Because it's, knowing you have a predator type animal in the area, you got to take care of it. We'll be taking care of the areas by using that fencing around it. Can we use some sprays? Yeah, we can use some sprays, some Repelzol type sprays. Bonide has some good ones there to be repelling some of them. You know, what else could we be doing? You know, there's a repellent out there that you could use that's natural, using marigolds. You know, they don't like the, you know, rabbits as well don't like marigolds. You plant those on the outside, not even in the raised garden bed. And they, you know, the smell of that, they don't like that as much as the taste. They might deadhead it. The marigold might be falling off, but, you know, that could be one way to do it. So we can discuss that a little bit more. But back to the raised garden bed. Now, choosing your vegetables that you want to put in there, you can really go sky's the limit on there. Do you want to do just lettuce? Do you want to do a couple tomatoes? Do you want to do some peppers? You know, it really depends on how big of a raised garden bed you have. Now, is it, you know, a lot of times they're 4-foot sections of a raised garden bed. It's just the way it's built. Sometimes it's like 3.5, but usually 4. So, do you have a 4x4? Do you have a 4x8? Do you have a 4x12? Do you have an 8x12? What did you do for that garden? It's going to determine what you can actually put in there for space-wise. You know, tomatoes, we know the tomatoes you don't want to put too close together. We want the air to flow through them so that it doesn't get any of those diseases. We want to allow it so that, you know, yellowing leaves don't happen. We want to have the best fruit. So what do? You know, space them out a bit. You want a 4x4 section? You know, you're really going to try to push it to each corner. You're going to push those vegetables to the corner, maybe something in the middle, so you can get the most bang for your buck in there. So it really depends on the size of the raised garden bed that you have. But honestly, the sky's the limit when it comes to planting in there. You can plant anything in there as long as it's in a good full sun. You know, maybe even some understory. Have some multiple season crops. You know, putting out some radishes and some lettuces early. Those will take about 30 days to really get to what you're looking for. And then from there, you'll be able to put in maybe some sizable tomatoes and peppers that you bought from a garden center. Put those in after you've already had the radishes and the lettuces. That's, you know, possibility. Possibilities are really endless when it comes to what you put in there for your vegetables. But, you know, size is what's going to throw you back. It's gonna keep you from having too much in there, because too much in with vegetables and too tight could actually affect the vegetables long term. Not getting enough airflow, water's not getting to the right ones. You'll have a great root system, but the root system is going to be so tight, it's only going to just develop that root system versus developing your vegetables, your blooms for that, etc. So something to really think about. But raised garden beds are a great way to get out there. You know, even just using containers, they have some nice new containers out there that are, you know, partially, you know, they'll have some squares, rectangles, etc., that are almost considered like a raised garden bed that you could use as well. Just to get your plant up a little bit. Maybe you just have a patio. Maybe you just have a porch. You live in a condo where you just have an area. You know, bring it up a little bit. It's going to help with that root development. Help with the plants developing that way. And again, these are all ones that you can develop the soil structure the way you want. Put in what you want in there. Make sure it has enough drainage. Make sure it keeps enough water. So something to think about this year. We have plenty of time to really be thinking about that. We're only a couple months. Hey, you never know. We could be 6 weeks till spring or six more weeks of winter. We'll find out from Punxsutawney later today. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do actually have a call on the line, so we want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been growing actually cucumbers primarily in my little so-called raised bed.
Yep.
And I take a 2x12x8 and make sure I take it to the right lumber yard, and then we'll cut it into four pieces. Now, whether they're 2 feet or a little less, the key is they got to be exactly the same length.
Mm-hmm.
So you put them together and have him pass the saw over all of them at once. And you get some yellow glue and some of those special screws that aren't eaten by pressure-treated wood, because I love pressure-treated wood. I go right out of the line there, you know.
Yep.
You can't use that wood. It's poisonous. Well, I should be dead by now, I guess. And I screw them together in what's called a button pass. You screw the side of one to the end of the next one. And when you come all the way around, it's perfectly square. Put 2x2s in a corner, 6 feet tall. Brace them at the top. And then the key is that every 6 inches, take a saw and make a little kerf in the corner on the outside of that 2x2. And I use Mason's twine for my lattice work. I just wrap it around tight. Now, on July 4th, we have to have this ceremoniously done. On July 4th, I plant four of a certain type of cucumber seeds, and they're in the middle of these boards, not in the corners. And I'll get 40 or more full-size cucumbers before the frost hits, and I'll probably have another 30 or 40 little guys growing on. And make my own lactic acid bacteria to anoint them and put it in the soil. And I have leaves that are over 10 inches across on a cucumber plant.
Wow.
I've actually had traffic, because I do it right out in the parking lot, you know, in Blacktop. And I've had people stop, pull over, what are you growing? Like cucumbers. Well, those aren't cucumbers. They don't get leaves that big. Well, stick your nose in there and... Hey, you got cucumbers in here. Thank you very much. And I've done that for quite a few years, and I thought I lost access to the cucumber that I use. It's a Beit, B-E-I-T, alpha, from Israel. It's over 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it in a certain catalog from the West Coast, and... So I'm going to order some more of those seeds. But the key is, when you're going to plant in this type of unit, and especially in like in a raised bed anywhere, if you have a chance to find it, you want to look for seeds that are parthenocarpic. And they'll say that, or they'll say that, you know, seedless or non-burpless on cucumbers. And what it means is that they don't need to be inoculated by bees or other insects to pollinate them. So they'll set their own fruit without a lot of effort. That's how you get so many, in my case, cucumbers. And this little guy was on wheels. I wheeled it around the yard. People thought I was crazy. I finished it off for him.
You didn't give him a doubt on that one, right?
Yeah, he's out there driving his raised bed around the yard. And raised bed's a great way to go. If you're worried about pressure treated, you want to try to find someone, a sawmill somewhere that's cutting hemlock. And hemlock will last in the soil. Actually, it probably lasts longer than this new pressure treated wood, you know, the safe stuff. I like the old CCA myself, the chlorinated copper arsenate, and... Yeah, but it's got arsenic in it. Yeah, bugs don't like it either. But hemlock is a pretty good substitute, and if you use just regular wood, well, you have to replace it every 3 years.
Yeah, that's one of the downfalls right there.
Yep, yeah, it just doesn't last.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are uses for it, and, you know, obviously, you've used it many times. My dad used it in his garden all the time, so I think we're going to be all right.
I think so. I think we'll be fine. So there you go.
All right, Daryl, thank you for that. All right.
Bye.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take another break. Our 7 o'clock hour here. When we get back, we'll be more of your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.